case number 10528, Bailey Living Trust, west of Road 347, west of Squirrels Run Circle, being lot 10 within Squirrels Run Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Name is Thomas W. Fadley, 4331 Davidsburg Road, Dover, Pennsylvania.
And are you going to testify also, ma'am?
It's ears. He can't hear sometimes, so okay. I'm here to...
Okay, why don't you give us your name and address, too, and we'll swear you in as well.
Janet Fadley, 4331 Davidsburg Road, Dover, PA.
Okay, do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Thank you.
Good evening, board members.
Good evening, sir.
I wrote a letter here. It's from the property owned by Thomas and Janet Fadley. That's my wife, Janet. We request a variance to the above property setbacks on the eastward side of the property alongside of the existing house to construct a 28 by 12 carport open on three sides to house our pontoon boat from the weather and elements. The side set is 10 foot. The side set back is 10 foot. The proposed carport will be 1 foot from the property line. This is the only location for the following reasons. The carport will not have any other access. A second driveway is not permitted by the homeowners association. This is the safest accessible ability for backing a boat in. The west side of the property has an enclosed porch and also the entrance to the house. This is the only size that can be constructed due to the size of the height of the pontoon boat. Respectfully submitted by myself, Thomas W. Fadley, and my wife, Janet Marie Fadley. I have the pictures here. I also have a plot plan that's available. And our lot is one of the small lots in the area, and it was completely developed when we moved there. We requested that the association members in the community we're in, there's 24 homes there, they had a meeting in September, and we asked them if it would be okay with the association, because the association has rules and regulations also. And I'll read you this letter that we sent to them. We are interested in constructing a covered storage place to park a pontoon boat under it to preserve it. The drawings for the proposed construction is attached. The sides will be open except in the winter. We may place temporary covers on the sides. We have discussed this with a neighbor, Bonnie Patrick, our neighbor, and she has no problem with the construction. It will be constructed and attached to the existing roof, and the trim work will match the existing house. We're unable to attend this meeting, but we will be glad to address any questions if you would like to give us a call. And I attached the drawings, and we got the letter from the Squirrel Run Homeowners Association, and it was on 9/5/09. It was approved by the Homeowners Association.
Read the paragraph. Hmm? Read that paragraph.
Okay, the next order of business, this is the minutes from the Homeowners Association. The next order of new business was the presentation of Tom and Janet Fadley's proposed plan for the construction of a boat port. Owners present received copies of the drawings submitted by Tom Fadley. Al Bambling made a motion to accept this plan as submitted. It was seconded by Virginia Izzo and Camille Rossi. And I also have a letter from the neighbor who is on the west side, and it says, to whom it may concern. I, Bonnie Patrick, owner of the 36039 Squirrel Run Circle, give my permission for Tom and Janet Fadley to construct the boat port on the property line between our blots. If there are any questions, my home phone number is So is three?
No, you don't give a phone number.
Okay. Respectfully submitted, Bonnie Patrick. So we're here to request a variance. And I know it's encroaching on the setbacks, but I do have pictures here if we need to see any pictures.
Does anyone like to see the pictures?
Yeah.
Okay, can they see the pictures, please?
Okay.
Can you hand them down to the secretary, if you would, please?
You will not get these back for a while. You won't get these back for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is where the construction will be.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Okay.
So right this
there.
Is
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Cade?
No, sir.
Mr. Bertman? Mr. Johnson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Do you have any correspondence?
I do. One letter from Bonnie Patrick in favor.
All right.
The neighbor.
Okay, thank you. One letter in favor and one here this evening. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition? This application. Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10528. As there's no opposition, I took a look at it. It looks like it will be okay. There's 28 feet or 21 feet between the carport and the adjoining property garage. There's nothing to the rear of the property, so I don't think it alters central character of the neighborhood.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Okay.
And a motion by Mr. McCabe, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,528. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.